Would there be a word from anybody before we try to read some scripture? Anything at all? If not, I desire an interest in your prayer. We sung that song, "Oh, How I Love Jesus." I love Jesus this morning because he had mercy on a little trembling 12-year-old boy a long time ago. You know, before I got saved, I was terrified. Realized I was lost at Buffalo Springs. You know how kids are. Kids will be kids. They had a preacher down there named Brother Ernest Lee Wainscott. He wasn't the pastor. He was just a member there. And when he got to praying, us little old boys thought he sounded like a race car. We thought it was funny. So we was there one night, and Brother Ernest Lee got to praying. And it hit me just like that. God used what I had been making fun of to let me know that I was lost, bound, and doomed for a devil's hell. And you know, I appreciated Brother Ernest Lee Wainscott after I got saved. It was a couple of years after that. One night, you know, I got in a condition where I couldn't eat and I couldn't sleep. I couldn't hardly lay my head down on the pillow at night because I knew that if I died in the condition that I was in, that I was going to lift my eyes in hell, being in torments forever. Now, if there's somebody here today lost without God, this may be the last opportunity that you ever have to seek God and be saved. Over in the 16th chapter of Acts, starting with verse 16, I can't see real good, so y'all pray for me. You know, I thank God for all the old saints of God, all the old preachers that preached the Word of God down through time, that stood and stood strong and didn't back up. Said, and it came to pass, we went to prayer, a certain damsel, possessed with a spirit of divination, met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are servants of the Most High God, which shew unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. And when her masters saw that the hope of their gains were gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace and to the rulers and brought them to the magistrates, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city and teach customs which we are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. I won't stop right there for just a minute. I want to look at this verse here saying, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. You know, I think about Paul and Silas a lot. You know, we're living in a troublesome, we're living in a troubling time. And I want to, by the help of God, talk about praying for a little while this morning. And you know, Paul and Silas here looked like what was a bad situation, didn't it? And you know, we're living in a time which in the very near future, now I want us to listen to this, I believe this with all of my heart. In the very near future, they're going to be after our churches. Amen. They're going to be after the men of God that stands and preaches the truth because the world don't like it. Brother, this socialist party out here is trying to get in the White House, and I'm not campaigning. Get down on your knees and vote who God tells you to vote for. Brother, I'm going to tell you something. If this socialist party gets in the White House of the United States of America, we ain't seen nothing yet. And I'm going to tell you something. It's worrying me to death. Brother, I got a little granddaughter right back here this morning. That's why I'm worried. You know, according to nature, I'm not going to be here that much longer. And I thank God for it because I'm going home. But if God lets these little children live, think of what kind of world and what kind of country they're going to have to live in.
Amen.
And you know, I look at Paul and Silas here. They was out preaching the word of God just like we do. And you know, this woman got saved. And you know, when a person gets saved, they change.
Amen.
And you know, they rose up against Paul and Silas. They could do that to us. Brother, I'm going to tell you something. If the world has their way, they'd come in this front door and shut us down. Brother, they put all of us in prison. But you know, they got old Paul and Silas, and when they gave that jailer the charge to put him in jail, it scared him to death, didn't it? Brother, he put their feet in shocks. But what I want to look at today, what did Paul and Silas do? The Bible said that they prayed and sang praises unto God. What if they hadn't have been prayed up when they went in there? Brother, it'd have been a bad situation. Do we stay prayed up? Do we as God's children pray like we need to pray? Now, I'm going to tell you something. Getting down on our knees, saying a few words, that ain't praying. Brother, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to read on down here just a little bit, see what happened after they prayed. You know, prayer is a sincere desire of the heart. And Paul and Silas, you know, I believe they had them old glory bumps like we feel from time to time. They start at our feet and work their way up. Brother, they knew God was with them. I want to read on just a little bit. Said at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations were shaken, and immediately all the doors was open, and everyone's bands were loosed. Now I'm going to tell you something, prayer changes things.
Amen.
You know, a lot of times we as God's people, and I'm guilty of it, we want to put God on the shelf, and we want to get him down when we need him and start praying. Brother, I'm going to tell you something. I was a member at Union Hill when the Gulf War started. Oh, man, they loaded the church up. And I'd go up and talk to some of them that I had never seen there and tell them I was glad to have them. I knew them. I said, where are y'all a member at? We a member here. Well, how come they ain't never seen you? They needed God. Brother, they had sons and daughters over in the Middle East fighting a war, and they needed God. What about the time? What about before they went over there? Brother, I'm going to tell you something. I need God 24/7. And you know, I look at this too. You know, they got down and prayed. And then, you know, the earth got to shaking. Brother, it loosened the doors of that prison. What about the times that we as God's people get caught up in the things of the world and kind of get bound, and we have to get down on our knees and pray and you know, shake the doors loose? How many times do we have to shake the doors loose? You know, just because we've been saved by the grace of God, it don't mean we're in no condition to pray, does it? Brother, I'm going to tell you something. I've got down there a lot of times when I just had to get up when I needed to stay down there, brother, until the doors was open. We're human. You know, I thank God. Came in here several times. Come in the front door just feeling down. Brother, gather up here in this altar. You know, that old earthquake comes and shakes them doors loose. You know, we're free to serve God. And I'm going to tell you something, lost friend. I'm going to get to you here in just a minute, if it be the Lord's will. It says, and the keeper of the prison awakened out of his sleep, seeing the prison doors were open, and drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing the prisoners had been fled. You know, this guy was scared to death. Brother, he knew that if he let them prisoners go, after them telling him not to, that they was going to kill him. Let's see what happened. Said Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? You know, when we serve God, we ain't got to wear a t-shirt saying we've been saved. If we'll do what God wants us to do and lead our life in a way that God wants us to live it, lost people can see it. Amen. Brother, you know, action speaks louder than words, don't it? Amen. Now, I ain't saying there's nothing wrong with wearing a t-shirt with that on it. But if we live our life the way we're supposed to, the way God wants us to, lost people can see that we've been saved. Yeah, you know, this guy got under conviction. Paul and Silas prayed. You know, God knew that man was there lost without God. And he used Paul and Silas to preach the word and pray to him, you know, pray for him. And he came and fell down trembling. Brother, I remember when I was lost, I trembled in y'all. And after I got saved, it was a long time before I joined the Lord's church. You know, I get to thinking about old Daniel over there in the 6th chapter of Daniel. You know, they was all jealous of old Daniel. You know, we got 20-something preachers here at Hilltop. And I thank God, as far as I know, there ain't no jealousy among nobody. And you know, they rose up against Daniel because the old king thought a lot of Daniel, didn't he? Why? Because he had a spirit about him. And that spirit was God. And you know, they rose up against old Daniel. And you know, he was out to get Daniel. Now, I want us to remember, brother, the front door's here. They could come in anytime. But they rose up against Daniel and they couldn't find anything that he was doing that was wrong. Brother, they tricked old King into signing the decree that anybody caught praying that they would put him in the lion's den. Now think about that. They got jealous of Daniel, and I believe it was because the kings put him above everybody else. But it wasn't nothing Daniel done. It was because Daniel had the Spirit of God with him. Brother A brought him up there, and the old king hated too, but he told him, they brought a stone and put it over the mouth of the lion's den. And they put old Daniel in it. And you know, the king was worried, but I believe down deep inside, the king knew that God was going to take care of Daniel. Put him in there, and you know, the king didn't sleep much that night, did he? He was worried to death. Got up the next morning and went down there to check on old Daniel. He called for Daniel, and Daniel said, I'm here and I'm all right. Brother, that's how God works. We're here this morning and we're all right. But I'm going to tell you something. Like I say, I'm not campaigning, but brother, this election has got me worried to death. Worried for all these little kids. Worried for the freedom that we've got here. You know, I used to try to tell people they need to remember how it used to be. But since I've been coming to Hilltop, it ain't how it used to be. It's how it is now. Brother, we've had some meetings here. I'm going to tell you something. Here a couple of Sundays ago, this whole hill shook. Thankful for you, Josh. That's that little push. That's that little push that Hilltop Church needed. Brother, I'm going to tell you something. I've enjoyed my salvation since I've joined Hilltop more than I have in 30-something years. Seems like every time I come, man, I feel the presence of the Lord. Amen. Y'all make me feel at home. When me and Kathy, and I'll get on with this in a minute, but me and Kathy get up on Sunday morning going to go visit somewhere. This is the only place we could go. God was drawing us here. Amen. But I won't get on down to this here. If somebody here today lost without God, I want you to listen. Two men went to the temple to pray. One being a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee, I am not as other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, and even as this old publican. I used to have a friend, he's dead and gone. We used to have a mission in Westmoreland a long time ago. And he preached a few times up there, and he preached one time on the Pharisee and the Republican. God bless his heart. He was just an old country fella, but he got his point across. And I told him, I said, brother, I said, that's a publican, not a Republican. He said, it might have been. But he had a way of getting his point across. You know, we're full of, you know, the world today is full of self-righteous people. And you know, just like the ones over here, when people get saved and try to do right, the world don't like it. And you know, especially when it cuts into their money. This lady was making a lot of money for all these people, but she was a changed creature. The world's full of self-righteous people. And this old Pharisee said, I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possessed. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote on his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Brother, I'm going to tell you something. I thank God that I became as that old publican. One night, just a little bitty boy, I realized that I was lost without God. And if there's somebody here today lost without God, you know, they sang an old song today, I'm glad I prayed that sinner's prayer. Brother, I'm glad that I prayed that sinner's prayer. And I'm going to tell you something, if you're here today lost without God, the only thing's going to keep you out of hell, if you got a time and place when you come down to death that you made you an altar somewhere and you called on God and you prayed that sinner's prayer. Brother, if you ain't got a time and a place where God saved your soul, where you got down and called on God and prayed that sinner's prayer, you're going to lift your eyes up in a devil equals hell. Now, it's just that plain today. I know the world don't like to hear that. Brother, I'm going to tell you something. I've heard preachers get up and call it the lower world this, lower world that, the upper room, brother. It's heaven or hell. And I'm going to tell you something. I pray if you're here today lost without God, that trouble will set up in your heart. You know, that godly sorrow set up in my heart. I knew I was lost. I didn't have to ask anybody. And whatever's standing in your way here today, lost friend, I hope and pray. You know, I was going to talk about praying for a little while this morning. And I thank God for the times that we as God's people can get down and get in touch with God. You know, I have been down there and the old devil right up to the ceiling throwing them right back down at me. Brother, that was Tony Tucker's fault. Wasn't God's fault. And then there's a kind of prayer for sinners. It's a sinner's prayer. You're going to have to call on God sincerely desiring from your heart to be saved by the grace of God. I don't understand it. Brother, I remember when I was a little kid going to revival. We had preaching like we had here in revival. When they gave the altar call, sinners would be running over one another, getting to the altar. What's wrong? Ain't you scared of dying and going to hell? Brother, it's real. What's wrong with you? You ain't going to get there without that sinner's prayer. I'm going to tell you that. Said, I'm glad I prayed that sinner's prayer. I know heaven heard me. Brother, I know without a shadow of a doubt, spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. You know, when I got saved, that spirit was bearing witness with my spirit. I didn't have to ask nobody. And brother, I'm going to tell you something. I thank God at times I get down on our knees and I appreciate them texts. If we don't get a text for a day or two, we think there's something wrong with our telephone. But I appreciate the text of the church texting us, asking us to pray for people. Amen. You know, I love to try to pray for people. Brother Michael, we used to have some good meetings, didn't we?
Amen.
You was just a little bitty feller then. Brother Barry, I remember coming here a long, long, long time ago. Didn't have this big, nice auditorium. But we had a good place to worship.
Amen.
And talking about the chartered members, I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Y'all stood through the good times and the bad times.
Amen.
Brother, I'm going to tell you something. Just because we've been saved by the grace of God don't mean it's all going to be good times.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust. And you know, I'm thankful. I'm about done now, but just remember, Paul and Silas prayed. Prayer changes things. And you know, I remember going to church at Old Hopewell when I was a little boy. They had day and night services. And just a bunch of country people, men called these overall pants. I ain't got nothing fancy to wear, but they'd come to church in the overall pants. And them old sisters, they'd take their bonnet and their aprons off and they'd come to church. And you know, seemed like it wouldn't be nothing going on. And brother, them old sisters would get down in that altar and pray. I'm going to tell you something. You either had to go to the altar or go to that old toilet out back of church.
Yeah.
Brother, I hit that old toilet a lot of times.
Yeah.
But I thank God that when I was 12 years old in Gallatin, Tennessee, that I got down and I prayed that sinner's prayer. Little children, I don't know your hearts today. You may be lost. I don't know, but you might hide it from mama and daddy. You might hide it from the church. You may hide it from the preacher, but I'm going to tell you something. God sees you just like you are.
Amen.
And if you're lost, God knows that. And you need to be saved. I want you to think about it this morning. Do you want to burn in hell forever and ever? Brother, I'm going to tell you something. Bible, this morning, I want you to listen at me this morning. If you're here lost without God,
The Bible said hell is a lake of fire. Brother, if you die lost without God, that's exactly where you're going. And you won't never be let out. You know what? Hey, that's enough to scare anybody, ain't it? I'm done. Let's get a song. If there's anybody here this morning lost without God, and God's dealing with your heart, come to this altar, make your altar somewhere. But seek God and pray that sinner's prayer. Amen. I love y'all in my heart, and I appreciate the church giving me this opportunity.